Enter. Arara. So, you found this human snooping around outside. That's no good. What type was he? Did he swing his sword around in panic, or was he skilled in swordsmanship? The first one? I suppose it's not as bad as the latter, but once their pawn doesn't get back, it won't matter. We need to move as fast as possible. But the boy creates problems as well. What you just suggested is what a human would do. But we are not human. This poor boy looks like he only became of age not long ago. I doubt he's been exposed to combat long enough for the Order to use what he sees against him and solidify his hate for our kind. Okay. I'm going to order my guard to remove your gag. Do not scream, human. I do not wish to harm you, but I have ways of making you bend to my will. Ungag him. Untie the bonds around his body. Replace them with more comfortable bonds and tie them around his hands, but make sure they're in front of him. Also, make sure the bonds around his legs are loose enough to move freely, but not loose enough to run efficiently. Go and tell the scouts to find another abandoned location, and please tell them not to mess up this time. I do not know how they learned of my position, but I have a good idea, and I'm sure we're thinking of the same incident. You're dismissed. Ugh! I will be fine. You said yourself that this human could barely use a sword. I bet he couldn't even decapitate a Delahan if he tried. The fact that you think I could be killed by one human, a weak one at that, is insulting to not only me, but my mother as well. Finally, we're alone. I want you to know that you are the first human that I've seen that doesn't pose a threat. Being a Lilium, I'm considered much more valuable than a normal commander, whether I want it that way or not. Having almost a guaranteed survival on the field is nice, but I've seen too many of my friends die because of me. Those who survive are allowed to take whatever men they want. If I wanted, I could take a man, but I just don't feel like I deserve it. The past few weeks have been incredibly stressful, and I haven't been able to catch a break, and I have no man to use as a stress reliever. And then you practically delivered yourself to me. But I have my responsibilities, so let's make this fun for both of us. Just trust me, human. You're pretty light for a human. This is too easy. So, I bet you're wondering why I brought you to my bed, had your arms tied in front of you, and had your legs tied loose enough for them to move. The simple answer is that I want to interrogate you. Was that squeak all you could muster? You're cute. I like that. Since you're cute, I'll go ahead and tell you that this torture isn't really torture at all. Tell me, are you a virgin? You caught red, but I didn't hear an answer. So I guess I get to show you what I mean by torture. There's so much demonic energy flowing through me that I could make touching someone through the thickest armor seem like I was touching their bare skin. And I'm only touching you through your thin rags. Feel my hand slowly travel over your body. Do you like the tingling sensation that I create as I transfer the smallest amount of my energy to you? Your cock is getting so hard. Would you like me to touch it? Yes? All right. Tell me. Are you a virgin?
So you are.
It's almost as if fate was saving you for me. Where did your pants go? The air is so delightfully warm in here, isn't it? You're smart. You actually answered with a yes. As a reward, I will use one finger on your cock. No, don't come. We only just started. So, why did you become an adventurer? You wanted to see if the stories were true. That deserves a reward. You can come. That's it. Good boy. Such an interesting taste. And you let out so much. We aren't done yet, though. Tell me, why did they send you? Out of all people. They never told you directly, but they said you were the most expendable? Poor thing. Let your new wife stroke the pain away. Yes. Your new wife. I can't allow you to go back. And besides, if I did, you'd be killed for having demonic energy on such a private part of you. You're scared. Let some of my magic ease that fear. Let me sit you up and wrap my wings gently around your body. You nuzzled against my chest. You're such a good boy. Now we're both naked. Does my aura and my body arouse you? Your cock is drooling, despite having already come. Let me take care of you. That's it. Whimper into my chest. You're so lucky, human. There's only 100 of my kind, and you were delivered to one without a husband and so much love to give. My dream is that every man will come home to a wife like me, one that will embrace them and love them. Doesn't even have to be a monster. From my home all the way to the edge of the neutral territory is so peaceful. I'm sorry for how my guard treated you. You must have been so scared when she mentioned that I should kill you. I don't blame her, though. The order captured and executed her husband. She has so much anger inside of her, and I've tried everything to help her. Many monsters don't remarry after a husband dies, which creates a strange feeling. I'm not entirely used to the thought of my soldiers having a husband while I do. I suppose we aren't technically married yet. We should fix that and get off this dreadful topic. I'm going to line you up. Don't worry about moving. I'll do all of the work. Oh, and one more thing. Your bonds are now gone. Feel free to wrap your arms around me. Just be careful when doing so. My wings are very sensitive. No, don't stop. That's quite nice, actually. It's so hard to touch that part of myself that I wasn't even aware of that area. And how good it feels. Just move your hands away from the base of my wings if you start to feel overwhelmed. Oh, you're so tense. Just relax. That's it. Good boy. You're so adorable. I've lived for 2 centuries and I have never felt anything like this. You're spasming so much, just go limp against me and melt into me. So many monsters like to say that sex with them is like nothing else one could experience. In many cases, that's true. However, when it comes to pleasure, there is only one other who is either the same or better. What you're feeling is something that few men could ever dream of. And we get to do this every day. I'm pouring so much of my energy into you. Can you feel yourself changing? Your soul becoming a perfect match for mine? Monsters who take a husband gradually cause them to change this way. But I can do it so much faster than them. Don't be afraid. You'll still be you. But this way, when I say until death do us part, I mean it. You're younger than a fully developed human, but not by much. You might be an adult by human standards, but you have some room to grow. In a few years, you'll stop growing entirely, and you won't age a day after that. Those order bastards can't kill me, and I won't let them kill you. But if they do, I will personally violate every rule I was raised to follow and destroy every last one of them to avenge you, before allowing my immortal soul to rest so that I can be with you once more. I refuse to not wake up and see your face. I refuse to go a day without feeling your warmth, and I refuse to let you out of my sight. You're perfect for me. I love how you're so submissive. How you rest your head against my breasts. How you gave me comfort instead of pain when I told you one of my most sensitive secrets. No one, not even my sisters, know about my wings. I love you. I'm close. Are you? Good. Human, how are you feeling? Happy? Such a cute smile. My smile. My perfect. Beautiful. Good. Boy. Let me stroke your hair gently. Feel my warmth, my soft skin, my aura as it slowly gives off a pleasant atmosphere instead of a lewd one. Sweet dreams, human. Tomorrow, I will ask my mother to move this force farther back so we can work closer to the neutral territory. Tomorrow, I will keep you safe. Tomorrow and for the rest of time. I love you.